What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope, as always, that you are having an incredible day. And as most of the time I share on the solo episodes, I hope something unbelievable, magical, and beautiful happens to you in your life today. Maybe it's a connection you make with a random stranger. Maybe it's something that you've been waiting for finally happens in your life. Or maybe the magical thing that happens is that you woke up this morning, you have air in your lungs, your ears work so you can hear this podcast and join me in this conversation today. Whatever it is, make sure that you take a moment to appreciate the blessings that you have in your life, regardless of how hard things can go and how hard things can be sometimes. There is always a thread. There is always something that if we're willing to focus on it and look for it, there's always something we can be grateful for today. So I want you to anchor yourself in that before we dive into today's episode, which I promise you is going to be a powerful one. But anchor yourself real quick and ask yourself, what is one thing you could be grateful for and just really feel blessings about in your life today? And let's take that energy into today's episode. If you are not already, make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can hang out with us every single week on this show as we bring you conversations and insights to live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. All right, my friend, let's dive into this week's episode. I am so fired up, so pumped to share this week's episode with you, which is called 10X Your Productivity, Strategies for Working Smarter, Not Harder. And if you are like me at all, you've probably had some of those moments in your life where you're working for something and eventually it just feels like you're pushing on all cylinders, right? You're going as hard as you can. You're doing as much as you can. But there's a really, really powerful book. It's called The Quantum Leap. And in this book, it's about quantum leaps, but they open the book with a story. And it's a story about this fly. And this fly, they start the story off by saying that this fly is inside a house and it's trying to get outside the house, real simple. And it's flying and all of a sudden, bam, it smacks into something and it's, stopping it. And so it goes back and it flies harder and bam, it smacks this thing again. And it flies back and it flies three times harder, four times, 10 times. And eventually it flies into this obstacle at such a velocity that it ends up dropping to the ground and dying. And what they tell you moments after is they zoom back the lens at which they were looking at this story from, where this fly was flying into this thing. And as they zoom back, you begin to notice that this fly was running into a glass sliding door, trying to get from inside to outside. And if all the fly did was move 10 inches to the right, the sliding glass door was actually open. And if it went 10 inches to the right, it actually seamlessly at a much lower velocity could have actually flown right outside where it wanted to go. It could have got to the destination if it worked smarter, not necessarily harder. And so that's what we want to look at in today's episode. We're going to be breaking it down into three things you can do to work smarter, not harder, and ultimately 10X your productivity. And as we start this off, I want you to pick an area of your life where you feel that you want to work smarter, not harder. What is that area? Is it your career? Is it your business? Is it a side hustle? Is it your health? Is it a relationship? But what's something, for my example, I'll use this podcast, right, to kind of work you through the steps and how I use this in my own life and then how you can use it in yours. So pick an area of your life. And to give you my area that I'm talking about, and to give you the time frame, this was about 2 years ago. We've been doing the podcast for almost 4 years now. We'll be 4 years this April. So depending when you're listening to it, maybe we're 4 years, maybe not. But 2 years into this podcast, I was at a point for myself where I loved doing this show. I loved getting to interview people, to get to have conversations, network, connect with people, pull insights from their life. That was some of my favorite things. But with running a podcast, there's a lot of other aspects that come into play. And I was at a place where I was loving part of what I had and was able to do on this show, but there was another part that really was almost just running me into the ground. I was, you know, doing everything A to Z on this show. It was finding guests consistently to bring onto the show. It was, okay, once the episode's live, we need to create a marketing package and we need to send that to the guest that was on the show. And we need to create something for social media so we can promote it there. And we have to, you know, edit videos so that we can use that to promote it on social. And we have to upload it to YouTube and do the, and all these different things. And after doing it for 2 years, man, I'll be honest, I wasn't as excited about this podcast as I knew I could be. And that's where I was at, right? At this moment of my life. That was the area of my life. So maybe you have an area of your life where you're feeling something similar. Maybe you're feeling burnt out. You're feeling like you pushed hard. You feel like you're doing everything. And maybe that's where you sit in a similar place. Now, once you pick the area, the next thing that we want to look at, step two, is leveraging the 20/80 rule. Now, you may have heard of the 20/80 rule. There's many different ways that you can look at it, but today we want to use this 20/80 rule for two very specific things. And it's two questions that I want you to begin to ask yourself that are going to allow us to basically back out the lens of which we're looking at this thing in your life from. Basically, rather than looking at the fly flying into this glass door, we're going to zoom back and we're going to start to get our eyes on that. Maybe if you go 10 inches to the right, the door is actually open. And we're going to do that with two really specific questions. These are the questions I want you to ask yourself. First, what is 20% of the things that bring you 80% of your results, of your happiness, of your fulfillment, et cetera, et cetera? Right? What are 20% of the things that you are doing in this area of your life that you enjoy, that you love, that you get excited about, that bring results, that drive income, revenue? What are 20% of the things, if you really sat down and had to audit this area of your life, what are 20% of the things that pack the biggest punch, that create the biggest reward in your life, whether that's monetarily or through happiness or fulfillment or whatever? But ultimately, what's 20% of the things that bring you 80% of the rewards? And when I went through this for the podcast 2 years ago, what I began to notice is the 20% for me that brought 80% of the joy, the happiness, the fulfillment, the just enjoyment that I get out of doing this show was in two very specific things. One, it was in actually having the conversations with our guests on the show, right? Getting to interview them, getting to pick their brain, pull insights, learn about, you know, why did you do this thing? Or why do you think that? Like, what's the psychology going on in their mind? For me, to this day, I love that aspect of this show. It's one of my favorite things I get to do on this podcast. And a second thing that was really enjoyful that I enjoyed on this show was doing the research of that guest, right? So diving into their life, researching them online, listening to other things they had shared in the world, and really just diving into, again, researching, figuring out who they are, and then ultimately using that research to interview them, to have a podcast conversation where I could go sort of deeper and into further layers in their life. And for me, that was my 20%. So for you, what is the 20% that produces 80% of your results? You can just think of this out loud. You can write it in your notes section. I would encourage you, as always, to actually get a journal out if you can and do this exercise on a journal. Real simple, at the top of the journal, write this prompt. What are 20% of the things that bring me 80% of my joy, 80% of my results, 80% of my fulfillment, happiness, etc.? And then just fill it out. Now, the second question is, again, we're going to use the 20/80 rule, but we're going to use it in a very different way. And this is where we start to pull that weight, pull that heaviness off of your shoulders. This is when we begin to go, oh, I've been flying into that wall and the screen, the glass door is actually open if I just go a little bit to the side. This is the second question we want to ask as we go into the 20/80 rule. Very, very specific. What is 20% of the stuff you're doing that's bringing 80% of your headaches, 80% of your friction, 80% of your annoyance? And you just want to answer that, right? What are 20% of the things that make you almost like, I don't want to do this thing because I have to do these 20% of things. Like, what are those things that they get your blood boiling? They just like stir something up in you that's not a good energy. What are 20% of those things? For me, on the podcast, to give you an example, 2 years ago, is I realized that 20% of the stuff I was doing that produced 80% of my headaches, my frustration, was one, which was a big one, was actually creating the marketing clips, the video of marketing clips for this episode. So going through the episode after, going through the show, figuring out, okay, what's the clip that I want, then adding captions to it, editing it, making sure it all sounded good, doing all of that for me, because I am not someone who's really good with video, would take me like hours to create literally a 45 to 60 second clip. It would take me hours. And so every time I did a podcast, it was so frustrating for me that I had to then go spend 4 hours to create a 45 second clip. And that's something I didn't look forward to. Another thing was always doing the guest outreach, right? So every single week when we had a guest on our show, at that point, it was every other week, finding someone to come on the show. For me, doing all of that consistently was beginning to become a little bit tiring, right? A little bit not as enjoyable. So ask yourself, again, the second 20-80 question is, what is 20% of the things that bring you 80% of your headaches, your frustration, your annoyance? What are 20% of the things that bring 80% of the friction in your life, right? And again, you can think of this out loud, you can write it in your notes, but as always, I would encourage you, take a journal out, and at the top of your page, write this question. What are 20% of the things that bring me 80% of my frustration, my friction, my annoyance? What are 20% of the things that bring me 80% of stress, whatever it is? And then answer that question. What's up, my friend? I wanted to jump in here real quick and share with you something that has been a huge game changer in my life lately. If you know me, you know that I'm someone who's always looking for the next thing that helps me get just dialed in, focused, be massively productive, and really just get in this state that I like to call a flow, where your brain's talking to the right parts, things are connecting, and you are in just really this beautiful flow throughout your day. And recently, I came across a company that has been helping me with this in a huge way, so that I don't go through the day and have confusion. I'm not going through the day and, you know, doing the little squirrel thing where I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm squirreling to something else, or just being distracted and not dialed in really. And the company, it's called Magic Mind. I was introduced to it through a good friend of mine, and now I want to introduce it to you, a good friend of mine. And really, what Magic Mind helped me do, it's this little 4 ounce like elixir shot that you take in the morning. You can take it with your coffee. That's personally what I do. And what it does is it helps you start to get in that state of flow. Literally, that's exactly what it does. A few of the ingredients that I'll share specifically that actually are like the process behind what it's doing is, one of the big ones that it has in it is matcha. And matcha, really what it does is it contains much, much, much less caffeine than coffee. But what it does is, interestingly enough, and I just learned this recently, it has a compound in it called catechins that basically extend the benefit of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it. So essentially what matcha is in a nutshell is it's like nature's extended release version of caffeine. And on top of that, it has something called Bacopa manieri, if I'm saying that correctly. And what that is it's a nootropic that improves your attention span, your ability to process and learn new information in your memory. So long story, all of those different things that I said, really it just helps you get into a state of flow, be more productive, be more focused, and really just dial in for your day. And so because this has had an impact on my life, I asked the company if they would do something special for our listener. And honestly, they're going to do something just super, super cool, which is, if you have an interest in, you know, learning about Magic Mind, you want to be more productive, you want to be more focused, you want to be more dialed in, and you want to find that state of flow for your own life. They're going to basically hook you up for listening to this show and give you 56%. Yes, I said that correctly. 56% off of your first subscription order. And if you just want to do a one-time order, they'll give you 20% off. You can do either way, whatever works best for you. And all you need to do is if you go to magicmind.co, so not com, but .co/direction, and you enter the code direction20 at checkout, you will get both of those discounts. Again, the website is magicmind.co/direction, and just enter the code direction20 at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first time order or 56% off your first subscription order. And truly, from my heart to yours, my friend, I really do believe this will help you in life. I hope you believe it'll find direction, get clarity, and live in that state of flow, which honestly, life is so much better and so much more fun when you're living in a state of flow. So go check that out. Go dive into the link. Go check the product out. Use the discount and let me know how you like it, my friend. Back to the show. So again, the first thing is you want to pick an area of your life. The second thing is leverage the 20-80 rule in those two different ways. Now you started to see what you want to move towards and what you want to move away from. And the way that we begin to do that exactly is with the third part of this episode, which is applying the three D's. Now, for me, when I learned these three D's in my life, they changed my life in a massive way. And what the three D's are do it, defer it, and delegate it. So what are the things that you need to do and you need to do them now? Right? You can't have somebody else do them. You can't push them off till tomorrow. What are the things that you need to do? You need to do them now. The second D is defer it. What are the things that you can push off till tomorrow, till next week, next month? And then finally, delegate. What are the things that you may be able to delegate to another person, or you may be able to systematize or automate? And those are the three D's. Now, if we break them down, when we look at do it, you want to start to ask yourself, what do you want to do? Right? So that's an important, not just what do you need to do now, but if we look at this area of your life that you're looking at today, what are the things that you actually want to do? Like, what are the things that bring you joy, that bring you passion, that light you up, that make this thing you're doing enjoyable? What are 20% of those things you want to do? And then also the other flip side of it is, what are 20% of the things that you need to do, right? That you feel that you specifically, and I'm going to emphasize that you need to do immediately. That's what we want to look at, do it. For me, when it came to this question with the podcast, what I wanted to do is I wanted to research the guests. I wanted to do the interviews. And for me, that's what I wanted to do, right? If I could just do that, I was like, man, I would love doing this show. So that's what I wanted to do. Now, when we look at defer it, this comes to, okay, what do you need to do, right? But you don't necessarily need to do it today, right? For me on the podcast, what that was I needed to have those conversations with guests for the podcast, but I didn't need to do them all today. So I created a Calendly link and I would schedule them out in advance, right? So they were there, they were happening. And when that day came, then it became, okay, do it. Now I'm going to do it. This is the day of the podcast interview. And then the third one is delegate it. So when we look at this third piece, you want to start to ask yourself, what are the things that need to get done for this area of your life? But maybe you do not need to specifically do it. And what I'll share with you on the podcast is when I was going through this 2 years ago, and I realized that, man, doing the marketing stuff really is that 20% or that, 20% that brings me 80% of my headaches. What I began, some of the guest outreach, what I began to do is say, how can I delegate this? But for me, 2 years ago, I was in a place where, like, I couldn't employ somebody. I couldn't pay someone, you know, whatever it was going to cost to edit the podcast, to find guests, to, you know, do all those things, find people that meet the criteria for our show for a guest. I couldn't afford that, right? And maybe you're in a similar situation. Maybe you're going, okay, there's things I don't like, but still, like, I can't afford to pay somebody else to do it. So here's what I did, and here's what maybe can be massively beneficial for you. There's a website, at least if you're in the US, called Chegg.com, Chegg.com. And what you can do, this is what I did, is you can find interns that will actually work and help you with this for free. Now, yes, your job in this in return for someone working for you for free is you want to give them experience, right? So what's the thing that you're going to give them experience in? For me at the time, it was having someone edit the podcast, right? And they're going to get experience editing. A lot of universities, they actually have a requirement where people need to have an internship to graduate. So you can be someone that helps someone get that internship. You're adding that value to them and they're adding value to help you do this thing. So you could go to Chegg.com, you go to the internship section and you literally write the job description for the person you're hiring. You publish it and then you have, depending how many people see it or depending how many people, you know, are interested in it, you'll have people that start to reach out and say, hey, I would love to do this thing. Is it still available? And then you go into the conversations of interviewing, training, all those things. So that's one option. Yes, it requires a little bit more time up front, but if you can get someone who's willing to help you with this and you can defer it, all of a sudden now you get that headache off your shoulders and you have someone that's helping you do the thing that needs to get done, but you don't necessarily love to do it. All right. Now, the second option, and this is what we did on the podcast, is eventually it got to the place where it was like, okay, it's been amazing to have interns to help us with this, but we are actually ready to hire someone to help us to do this. Now, there's another website. I would highly encourage you to check it out. And this show is not sponsored by any of these websites, but the other website is called onlinejobs.ph. Onlinejobs.ph. And what it is you can find people in the Philippines that will actually help you do some of the things that you want to offload. Myself, 2 years ago, I went on Online Jobs PH. I found our editor. His name's Jacob. He's probably has edited this very episode that you're listening to now. And shout out to Jacob. He is an unbelievable individual that I was able to partner up with on the podcast 2 years ago. And now Jacob does all of our editing. He helps do so many things on this podcast that I'm so, so, so grateful for. So again, Jacob, thank you for everything you do. But another thing you can do is go to onlinejobs.ph and you can find someone in the Philippines that can team up with you and help you with the thing that you want to delegate. All right. So those are the three D's. Now, if there's one last sort of caveat, one other thing that I can add to the three D's is actually an S, and it's called systematize/automate. So if you look at the 20% of the things that cause 80% of the headaches, is there a way you can systematize? Is there a way you can automate? Is there a way that you can put a system in place so this thing just happens automatically, right? So again, for us, one of the things was guest outreach, going back and forth all the time. Does this time work? Does that time work? Eventually, what we did is we created a link with Calendly, and now we just send them a link. They find a time that works for them. It pops up on our calendar. It automatically sends them the link for the actual podcast when we do it. It sends reminders out so they don't forget to show up. And now it's all systematized and we don't have to worry about that. So is there a way that you can systematize or automate that 20% that brings you 80% of your headaches? All right. So one more time, let's break all of this down in a quick, concise manner on how you 10X your productivity, strategies for working smarter, not harder. The first thing you want to do is pick an area of your life to look at. It could be career, business. It could be a side hustle. It could be any area of your life. Once you pick an area, start to dive into the 20-80 rule. What are 20% of the things that bring you 80% of your happiness, your fulfillment, your joy, your results? And then on the flip side, what are 20% of the things that bring you headaches, that are frustrating you? What are the 20% of things that bring you 80% of the things that you do not enjoy to do? And then finally, the third piece is the three D's. What do you need to do? What can you defer? And ultimately, what can you delegate so that you ultimately start working smarter, not harder? All right, my friend, I hope you go out today and I hope you take all of this information from the podcast. And as always, I hope you go out and I hope you execute on something that you learned today. Just ask yourself really simple, what is one thing you're going to do from today's episode? What's one thing you're going to apply and execute in your life so you can become more productive and start working smarter, not harder? Go execute. You got this. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you. And whatever it is that's sitting in your heart that you aspire to do, I believe from my heart to yours that you got this. You can do this. and it's going to work out for you. So I believe in you. I want to say thank you for joining me on today's episode. It's been an honor to have this conversation with you. And if you have a friend that you know could benefit from today's episode, all I ask is please just send them this episode. I promise you, they will come back and say, thank you for sending me that. It's added value to my life. And it's just a way that you can continue to build that relationship with someone else that's in your life. So send this to them. If you enjoyed it, leave a review if you would like. That helps us get the show in front of more people. We'd be grateful for that as well. But regardless, take one thing from today and ultimately make sure you implement and execute on it in your life. Again, thank you for being here, my friend. Have a wonderful, beautiful, outstanding rest of your day. And if you want to continue to hang out, don't feel like you need to go anywhere. I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to stick around and hang out with me there. Talk to you soon.